back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore. At Baltimore Positive here at AM 1570. Hope you're setting your dial when you're out there in YouTube land or Facebook land or LinkedIn land. We're lots and lots of places, including in Falston. We were at the local on Tuesday. You know, it was a bad outcome for the Orioles in the first game, but we had some good outcomes. We had some winners at the local in Falston. I gave away these instant lottery scratch-offs. We're going to be doing that in Halethorpe. We're going to be doing that downtown. We're going to be doing that on Wilkins Avenue right around the corner from the headquarters of the Maryland Lottery at Spirits West. We're going to be a lot of places in June, July, kicking off the 25th anniversary of WNST at Drug City and at Costas in early August. Also brought to you by friends at Window Nation, 866-99. It's still May. You got a couple days for the 0% financing for 5 years. Take advantage of it before the end of the month. And happy Memorial Day to this guy who is, you know, been, at some point, once you start pinch hitting, I mean, I'm not looking for you to Wally Pip, you know, at all, John Martin. But we do miss John around here. But Seth Elkin is here long enough for me to have the Orioles beat up on the Pirates a little bit, long enough to get $50,000 away with a Ryan Mountcastle home run. And now, happy Memorial Day week to you, man. What's going on with the lottery? You guys, you're giving money away. And the thing that you did Wednesday, like just money, 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 it really is the 50th anniversary this week of the lottery, and you guys are kind of everywhere.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun in the planning stages of our 50th anniversary. It was a lot of work that went into it on the part of quite a few people here planning last year, really. All the planning happened for months and months in advance, and we were really glad we finally got to 2023 when we turned that calendar page to January so that we could start actually rolling out a lot of the things that we were doing. And you mentioned the big promotion, the one-day promotion, Thanks for Playing, which awarded $1 million worth of cash vouchers to our players. We were really happy about that and excited to celebrate that anniversary date, May 24th, which was the day in 1973 when the lottery had its very first drawing. So an important date, a milestone date on our calendar, and we wanted to celebrate it with our players. So we were really happy to have that promotion and have everybody enjoy that.
How much stuff have you found from 50 years ago like that? And I looked on the website a little bit. I'm just wondering if, and I asked Mr. Acostas this because they were an original Acostas from the very, very beginning, the first day. What did it, how did it get vended? You know what I mean? Like, what did the ticket look like a betting ticket at a horse racing win? Like, I like, how did it get produced in 1973? That's the part that kind of blows my mind about it because I have no recollection. Now, I do remember the early scratch-offs, right? This was all like, it was almost like a bingo card. And I'm from Dundalk. I'm familiar with bingo. But I'm thinking of the games people were playing in the 70s and how you would walk in and get a ticket, all three digits, right, 50 years ago, right?
Well, it was that first the twin win game. I'm trying to remember the actual number of digits it was. It was more than three. And the
ticket, was it? Okay.
The tickets themselves were, you know, we're used to everything being digital today. You get tickets for a concert or a sports event and it's digital. It's on your phone. You don't actually have a paper ticket in your hand most of the time. But back then it looked like the old school paper tickets that you would have had, or paper, the cardboard stock tickets that you would have had for a game with the dot matrix printed text on it with the numbers and the date of the drawing. And in fact, we had somebody that approached us a few weeks back. Her name was Alice Green. She had original twin win tickets from that very first drawing that went on sale May 15th of 1973.
And it says it on the ticket,
and
right?
It
obviously
says the drawing date, that first drawing date, May 24th. And her tickets, she had 11 original twin win tickets from that May 24th, 1973 drawing that were printed out with that date on there. And she saved them for all these years. She had them in a photo album. She mounted them around a newspaper clipping of the original winning numbers from that first drawing. And she collects items from pop culture, and she just had fun with it. She said, I'm going to save these. They're the lottery's first tickets. And 50 years later, she still had them and called us up to see if we were interested in the story. And we had fun talking to her. You know, it's nice to know that somebody is a fan of the lottery to the point that they would hold on to something like that for all these years. And we know she's not alone. We've heard from other players, longtime lottery players who are fans of ours that appreciate the history of 50 years. So that was a lot of fun for us to hear from her and see the enthusiasm that she had for the lottery.
Well, as at my age, Seth, I'm pop culture. Look, dude, you were wearing a Willie Stargell jersey from 1979 on this program, and I tolerated this, and I actually pulled out my Dan Pastorini jersey as well. The nostalgia part of the logo, I mean, even on the scratch off, the old wishbone, the way the L was blue for a period of time, but before that, it was that black Maryland lottery with the wishbone that I remember as a child. It seems to me the tickets and stuff, you guys do all these events, it'd be kind of a neat like display to, it would certainly get my attention to walk over. And when I took a picture out in your hallway, I'm going to share this with everybody who's watching out on the video, because this is me with every one of these old school logos. And these were like back page ads, I guess, on like the Sunday Sun or the Sunday News American or the News Post or whatever. But the old logos and stuff, I'm drawn to it. And I would think that I'm not the only one. And I'm not like a, you know, lottery player every day of my life the last 50 years. People have played a lottery and have played for a lifetime and have won jackpots and won money. And it's a vested part of their life that people we speak to all the time. I would think seeing the early tickets is, everybody would want to take a look at that and peek at it. I bet you got a lot of hits on the website off that stuff.
Yeah, the one of the ones we really had fun with a couple of months back, we had that Maryland Lottery logo ticket. It was a $1 ticket, and there were four different designs that had the four different logos over the years that we've used. And you may be able to see in the background as we were moving some things around here recently.
I see the blue target. What's that? It's an old clock?
We unearthed an old lottery clock with the old logo. I said, you know what? That's old school. I like it. I'm going to put it in here. It's right next to my lottery burst in the background. So I kind of like that.
Well, see, and so you have a nostalgia piece on your set, and you think I'm nuts to think that at the Timonium Fair, somebody would want to see this beautiful lady's tickets from 50 years ago. I want to see it. I want to see the machine that produced it, though. That's like the old cash registers, you know what I mean?
I don't think we have any of those still sitting around. That'd be a pretty big piece of equipment. Ooh. To have held on to for that long
a period. Was it a big machine?
You know what? I don't know. It's well before my time.
Somebody Western Maryland has one in a basement. I'm telling you right now.
I'm sure somebody. Maybe if we look around on eBay, we can find one.
No, I'm going to send you out some of those antique shops I found out there in Hancock and Buddy Lou's Antique Place. I mean, they'll find. Seth Elkin is here. He represents the Maryland Lottery and having fun. It is you guys have had a lot of fun with this 50th anniversary, not just what happened on Wednesday, giving $1 million away. The baseball promotion is still very much alive. Seth, I'm watching the Yankee game on Tuesday night, and some poor sap is the winner for the night. And I'm thinking, man, at the beginning of the month, he thought he had a shot at 50 grand. He was trying to get the Orioles to hold the brakes on all these home runs, you know, because you guys didn't think this was going to happen until at least next week, next month. It's already happened. It happened before Preakness. I mean, it really is amazing with the Orioles. But I see these names of the winners, and I feel bad for them right now in the Oriole games.
Well, we had a fun time celebrating with Barbara Phelps Anderson, though, from Shadyside. She was that first $50,000 winner in the Home Run Riches Contestant of the Game promotion.
I want to have her on if she'll come on. I want to hear the five games leading up that she wanted everybody to hit a home run every night so she could win.
Of course, we talked about previously, you know, they got three in that first game of that week off Shohei Ohtani, which I didn't think, I think probably a lot of people didn't think they were going to do. They were at 45 when that week started, and all of a sudden they get three, and they were two away. And then Ryan O'Hearn and Ryan Mountcastle came through for her, and she won that $50,000 for being the contestant when the 50th home run was hit. And we're going to have some fun. The Orioles are going to have her out to a game next week, and we're going to do an on-field check presentation to her. And we're going to have some fun. I'm sure she's going to enjoy that. She's a big Orioles fan. We found out when she came in to claim her prize and file the paperwork the day after that 50th home run that she's a longtime O's fan and, in fact, was at game one of the 1983 World Series. So how great is it that the person who wins this is actually a longtime Orioles fan? Because a lot of people enter this. You know, it's a popular fast play ticket that's the mechanism for entering. The Home Run Riches fast play ticket has a progressive top prize. that at this moment anyway is more than $115,000 waiting for somebody to win. So you can win big on that ticket, but certainly whether your ticket's a winner or not, you can enter it into your rewards account, and you automatically, just by entering that ticket into your account, get an entry into the Contestant of the Game promotion. And as you said, we got drawings coming up the next few months, and still another $50,000 prize to award there in that final drawing on August 29th. When we do the contestants for September, we will also draw another $50,000 winner at that time. So plenty of time to still get involved in that.
Well, far be it from me, Seth, to talk to a guy who has a Willie Stargell jersey about the 1983 World Series. But it turns out Barb and I have something in common. I was at that game. All the pictures I have a lot of pictures. I had just gotten a Pantex 110 camera for my birthday. Is October 14th. So it was all going on during that week. And I have the pictures from Cal Ripken, the Bird, the Fanatic, them lined up, like all sorts of pictures from game one. Game one, we lost. She was not good luck at the 83 World. We won the other four. And even though I'm wearing Phillies red right now, wearing my Coon sweater, we won the World Series in 83. So we like to talk about the 83 World Series around here. Seth Elkin is here. Home Run Rich is still very much alive, right? People can still play. There's still a big thing going on in Timonium at the end of the summer, right?
Yep. The thing in Timonium you're talking about would be the state fair. That's the
I'm confusing promotions.
We have so many promotions going on. I think all of our staff have noticed that as well. Normally, we've always got at least a couple of second chance contests going, but now I think there are about five or six different second chance promotions happening, all because it's our 50th anniversary. We wanted to really do it big. So that the cash bash promotion that you're talking about is any $50 worth of tickets that you enter into your My Lottery rewards account will get you an entry into the cash bash drawings. The next one of those is coming up right at the end of May. And then we still have more drawings in throughout the summer. And we're going to award $10,000 to each of the finalists that gets selected for the event that we're going to have at the state fair. There will be 10 finalists who each win at least $10,000. And four of them have already been selected. We still got six more of those to go. And then one of those finalists at that event will have a chance to win up to $5 million for our 50th anniversary. So we're excited about that. And there's still plenty of time for you to get in on that promotion as well. A lot of prizes to be given away. In addition to those finalists, each one of those monthly drawings in Cash Bash awards cash prizes of $1,000 or $2,500. So you may win one of those, or you may be a finalist for that event at the state fair, which is going to be a lot of fun.
The Home Run Riches. Tell me, there's still another grand after this one, right? Grand
prize. $50,000 prize, and that's coming up in the drawing at the end of August. So You still got plenty of time to enter. And the way the entries work for both.
Barb's not the only one that's breaking the bank, is what we're telling us.
Right. That's correct. Okay. And the entries are cumulative. So if you enter, your entry stays in unless it's drawn as a winner. So you're in for the rest of the drawings for the rest of these promotions when you get in.
My wife still wants to be a Home Run Riches contestant. She just wants to have, be on the broadcast at Ben McDonald, flub up her name a little bit and have some fun. Man, the broadcast has been great. Baseball's been great. Summer's been great. You guys have things happening. You're setting up events. What's going on after Memorial Day? Because I need to know about, I missed Wine in the Woods last week, but my calendar in June and July, I have some free time. Where are you sending me?
We are going to be at a whole bunch of places. We have a bunch of fun events. Brew at the Zoo is coming up.
When's that?
That's May 27th and 28th at the Maryland Zoo. That's a lot of fun.
I know it's a lot of fun. You know how I know it's a lot of fun? I've had a lot of fun.
Had a lot of brew at the zoo.
Yeah, here's what happened. So my wife loves animals. So this is shout out to Kirby and the man who saved her life loves penguins, and they have the world's greatest penguin exhibit here, right? My dear partner, Bill Cole from Cole Roofing, who I spent the morning with, big supporter of the zoo. We love the zoo, right? So last year, my wife and her sister's in love with this hippopotamus at the Cincinnati Zoo. So they get a wild hare to like do a sister's weekend. Memorial Day, it's my wife's birthday next week, next Wednesday. She turns 29 again. So her sister came in last year. So I do know about this. You know why? I know this says Coons, and I could drive a Coons vehicle, but I'm really an Uber driver for my wife. I took my wife down to the zoo and dropped her off and then went back and picked her up in a totally different state after she took the brew a little far for the zoo, and her sister did too. It's like the new zoo review coming right at you. So yeah, my wife indulged in she put wine in the woods and beer in the brew in the same thing out at the zoo. Man, the brew at the zoo is one of the great events of the year. I mean, bands, brew, zoo, animals, outdoor, spring, allergies, all of it's built in, right? So you guys spinning the wheel, what are you doing out there?
We'll have the prize wheel going and lots of fun with that. And then there's more still coming because we got Capital Jazz Fest in early June.
Now that's a DC area. Where is that?
Meriwether Post. That's
Meriwether. Okay.
Columbia. So there's that. And then of course, Hunfest, which is another big one. We love Hunfest. And it's a lot of fun being out there. And then
can I make an admission? I don't think I've been to maybe one Hunfest ever. I shouldn't even admit that. Right. I just lost my Baltimore. I might as well move to Pittsburgh now. Right. I mean, literally. Right.
It's a lot of fun. It's, as you say, it's a Baltimore event. It's a Baltimore happening.
When is it?
You gotta be there for that. It's June 10th and 11th in Hampton. So
see, I love these segments with you because I get to go through the community calendar because I'm going to be in town that weekend. All right.
Yep.
I should go to Hunfest. I really should. Right.
We will be out there for both days. Come on down, hun.
Hold on a minute. Hold on. Here's the really good part. Let me get, because I have hair now. It's my rock and roll. This is my Rick Ocasek. Let him brush your rock and roll hair. Remember that? Let the good times roll.
I don't remember anything about hair, as you can see.
I'm thinking maybe my wife could do something. It's almost hunnish, isn't it? Maybe I could do like a hun hair with my hair. I'm going to do it. I'm going to Hunfest.
If you're daring, maybe if you've had enough brew at the zoo, you could do something up for Hunfest.
Listen, brew at the zoo last year, my wife had a really good time. We'll go to the zoo now. You know, we'll go to the zoo to see the animals. The brew at the zoo thing was overwhelming last year. I went with my son and his wife 2 years ago. And, you know, during COVID, just getting out and being out in the park was just a beautiful thing. So I hope you guys have a great weekend. I hope you get good weather this weekend. It feels like spring. Preakness was unbelievable, man. Like did you go to Preakness?
I was not there. No, but I was out of town actually for a couple of days, but I saw there was a big band of rain that came through and hopefully
5 minutes before Bruno Mars went on. 5 minutes before Bruno Mars went on.
Unfortunate for those folks.
No. You know what somebody said? We stayed kind of dry. We found ourselves some shelter under an abandoned, maybe it was the Maryland Lottery tent. Like literally by that point, a lot of the vendors had left and the tent was just open. So we wound up staying dry. But like the amazing part about it is I looked down on my phone, everybody's getting drenched in front of us. I didn't feel guilty. I had a nice jacket on. My wife had bought her a beautiful dress to wear. So we didn't get annihilated. But somebody, I'm looking on my timeline because I put a video on my wife singing, Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. So I put this thing up and someone said, there's nothing better than dancing in the rain. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to leave you with that as a spiritual thing for Memorial Day weekend, Seth Elkin. How about that?
There we go.
Did I leave anything out? Did I leave any lottery promotions out?
No, I think we covered it all. We are very busy with all kinds of promotions. And as you mentioned, events, which are great for us to get out there and interact with people and have one-on-one time to be able to talk to the people that make us go, the players. So great to remember them and great to get out there and interact with them on a regular basis.
If you see somebody looks like me at Hunfest and my hair is up, it probably is me. Maryland Crab Cake Tour, we're taking it out on the road. On the 2nd, we're going to be in Halethorpe at Shannon's Pub. I'll be giving these things away here as long as they last, and Roz is going to freshen me up at some point around here as well, because I've been giving these things out. We were at the local in Falston last week, had great, great guests. How about this, Seth? Yeah, does Pittsburgh have a famous vendor of any kind? Fancy Clancy was my guest on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour at the local. He's got his own beer, and I've actually drank it on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out at Deep Creek last summer. So Fancy Clancy was on the show. We also just had the chef of the year on with us at the local. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Get on out, play some games, have some fun. Please do it responsibly. Get yourself involved in that home run riches so you can be like Barb. Get yourself on the field and have a good time. I'm thinking about the squirt zone for a game in July. I'm just being honest. I'm thinking about a bird bath game. So I'm back on the Oriole bandwagon. Luke's at the ballpark. We appreciate everybody for supporting us here through Memorial Day weekend. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Baltimore positive.